First off, is this your first time running for this?
Yes.
Okay, and what made you decide to run?
Well, I've always really wanted to run, and also I was just helping raise money for the next year's 4th of July, just helping out the community.
Okay, so you have a son, right?
I have two sons and a daughter.
All right, and what did they say about their mom being royalty this year?
Oh, I think they won't like me away from the house very much, but they're excited. They think it's going to be fun. Yeah, Trevin really wants to help me sell tickets, and yeah.
That's neat. So you've got your own little sort of entourage to help you out.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is going to be a lot of work for you. Are you worried about that?
No, not at all. No. No, I'm very prepared.
Yeah? So what have you been doing to prepare for this?
Lately, I have been calling around getting my sponsors and supporters, which I've gotten a lot of help from the community already. And I've got my food calendar pretty much done, and I've been planning an event calendar, and we're going to go over those at our next meeting to decide, you know, who's going to do what when, and just been basically doing that. I've gotten a booth, and I'm just kind of just starting to prepare now, so I'm not all frazzled at the, you know, when it's time.
For sure. Now, have you chosen your food and ticket managers yet?
Yes. My food manager will be Lori Cano. She owns a little Bayside Bakery down the street, and Lacey Soderberg is my ticket manager.
And how are they going to be helping you out?
Lori and I have been working on the food calendar, and she's going to be in my booth almost every day helping with the food, and then we prepare the food at night and the next day. And then Lacey, I'm sure there's lots more she'll be doing. We already have been working together every Saturday since I decided I was going to run. We've been just start doing stuff. And Lacey's been there also, and she's going to be my ticket manager, and she keeps track of how many tickets I sell. She'll keep track of the money and giving me money, and she'll go around town and pay my bills when I charge stuff that I have to charge that I don't get donated. And she's just going to really, they're going to be really help, big help. I think they have a great team.
Very good. And can you give us a hint as to what we can look forward to at your food booths?
Yes, we've got it all planned out. We've got, we're going to have lots of Mexican, because Lori likes to make Mexican. We're going to have lots of halibut, I think, and we're going to try to do a lot of takeout dinners, and we've also talked about doing once or twice a week for the whole month. We want to do dinners at night at the booth, see how that works out. Just another place to eat dinner.
What prompted you to do the takeout? That sounds like an interesting option, because there aren't a lot of takeout options in town.
Just something different. You know, we'll have the booth open that day, but also like just to do that night, you know, the takeout night. So we want to do different food, like Chinese is one of them. One of the ideas we have, we're thinking about Mediterranean and Thai and Mexican, probably another Mexican night, just because we don't have that kind of food here. And I think it would be fun just to do the different kind of food.
That sounds delicious. It gives a little bit of spice to the local cuisine.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are you most looking forward to?
I don't know, just really doing it for fun, just something else to do. I'm a stay-at-home mom, so it's just going to be something fun for that whole month, and it'll be fun, you know, to see the community every day. And
okay, is there anything that you think will be hard about doing it?
No.
Okay.
I think it's going to be good. It's going to be helpful that we're so prepared.
How are you going to get started? When do you guys actually start going out onto the street and setting up your booths?
I think they said we can the kickoff is May 31st, so that'll be the kickoff where we announce who's running. And we've already done that. We'll have a get together, I think, and we can start setting up our booths, I think, May 31st. And well, the first day they'll be open is June 1st. Saturday will be our big day.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to people who are going to be seeing you down there, downtown, all through summer?
Oh, I just want to thank everybody in advance for all the help and the, you know, coming down to the booths and eating and for all the support.
And have you seen your other two, your competition?
Yes, we've had a couple meetings at the chamber already. And yeah, I think it's going to be a fun group, but it'll just be fun. I'm not very competitive, but I think it's going to be fun. I think we're going to have a good time.
Awesome. Well, good luck to you then.
Thank you.